In the 12th year of his pontificate, Pope Francis marked several key events for the Catholic Church, during which he turned 88 years old. He has spent the past month receiving treatment for bilateral pneumonia at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. But before this health-induced pause, the Pope recited the Angelus or Regina Caeli with the faithful 45 times, held 32 general audiences, presided over 30 masses, and held nearly 230 meetings. He opened the Holy Door of St. Peter's Basilica on Christmas Eve 2024, inaugurating the Ordinary Jubilee, which is dedicated to hope. 2 days later, he opened the Holy Door at Rebibbia Prison, symbolically extending the Jubilee into areas of life most in need of reconciliation. Throughout October, Pope Francis led the final session of the Synod on Synodality, which closed the three-year process to engage all corners of the Church. In September, the Pope undertook his longest-ever apostolic journey, which took him to Indonesia, Papua New Guinea, Timor-Leste, and Singapore. That same month, he visited Luxembourg and Belgium, and then, in December, he traveled to the French island of Corsica. During the year, texts deepening his papal magisterium were not lacking. Pope Francis published his fourth encyclical, Dilexit Nos, in October, focusing on the role of Jesus Christ's heart in modern society. He also presided over his 10th consistory, creating 21 new cardinals from countries such as Iran, Japan, Chile, the Philippines, and Algeria. Throughout the year, the Pope sent letters and telegrams to church leaders in conflict zones and disaster-stricken areas, never tiring of appealing for peace. Then, on February 14th, he was admitted to hospital after suffering for several days from a bout of bronchitis. After the most critical part of his illness had passed, the Pope sent an audio message to the faithful praying for him in St. Peter's Square on March 6th. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for your prayers for my health, he said in Spanish. I accompany you from here. May God bless you, and may the Virgin protect you.
Gracias.
I'm Devin Watkins.